Book 4, containing the interval of 38 years, from the rejection of that generation to the death of Moses. Chapter 1, the fight of the Hebrews with the Canaanites, without the consent of Moses, and their defeat. Now this life of the Hebrews in the wilderness was so disagreeable and troublesome to them, and they were so uneasy at it, that although God had forbidden them to meddle with the Canaanites, yet could they not be persuaded to be obedient to the words of Moses, and to be quiet. But supposing they should be able to beat their enemies without his approbation, they accused him and suspected that he made it his business to keep them in a distressed condition, that they might always stand in need of his assistance. Accordingly, they resolved to fight with the Canaanites and said that God gave them his assistance, not out of regard to Moses' intercessions, but because he took care of their entire nation on account of their forefathers, whose affairs he took under his own conduct, as also that it was on account of their own virtues that he had formerly procured them their liberty, and would be assisting to them, now they were willing to take pains for it. They also said they were possessed of abilities sufficient for the conquest of their enemies, although Moses should have a mind to alienate God from them, that, however, it was for their advantage to be their own masters, and not so far to rejoice in their deliverance from the indignities they endured under the Egyptians, as to bear the tyranny of Moses over them, and to suffer themselves to be deluded and live according to his pleasure, as though God did only foretell what concerns us out of kindness to him, as if they were not all the posterity of Abraham, that God made him alone the author of all the knowledge we have, and we must still learn it from him, that it would be a piece of prudence to oppose his arrogant pretenses, and to put their confidence in God, and to resolve to take possession of that land which he had promised them, and not to give ear to him who on this account, and under the pretense of divine authority, forbade them to do so. Considering, therefore, the distressed state they were in at present, and that in those desert places they were still to expect things would be worse with them, they resolved to fight with the Canaanites, as submitting only to God, their supreme commander, and not waiting for any assistance from their legislator. When, therefore, they had come to this resolution, as being best for them, they went against their enemies. But those enemies were not dismayed either at the attack itself or at the great multitudes that made it, and received them with great courage. Many of the Hebrews were slain, and the remainder of the army, upon the disorder of their troops, were pursued and fled, after a shameful manner, to their camp, whereupon this unexpected misfortune made them quite despond, and they hoped for nothing that was good, as gathering from it that this affliction came from the wrath of God, because they rashly went out to war without his approbation. But when Moses saw how deeply they were affected with this defeat, and being afraid lest the enemies should grow insolent upon this victory, and should be desirous of gaining still greater glory, and should attack them, he resolved that it was proper to withdraw the army into the wilderness, to a further distance from the Canaanites. So the multitude gave themselves up again to his conduct, for they were sensible that, without his care for them, their affairs could not be in a good condition. And he caused the host to remove, and he went further into the wilderness, as intending there to let them rest, and not to permit them to fight the Canaanites before God should afford them a more favorable opportunity.